Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. School systems around the state are gearing up. I suspect in some locations already started the school year with students arriving. That also signals an opportunity for produce farmers across the state. Tina Garland heads up the Kentucky Ag Department's Farm to School program, which she says continues to offer expanded marketing outlets for farmers.
That's our goal, is to include as many producers across the state of Kentucky that would like an additional market to what they are already doing, such as farmers market or roadside markets. The farm to school is a wonderful fit, especially for those small to medium-sized producers.
In making that first connection, there are procedures for both the schools and the farmers to deal with.
Food service directors do have to follow a procurement procedure within the National School Lunch Guidelines, that is through federal dollars. So they have a procurement process that they must follow. So there's paperwork there. But also, we encourage the producers to be GAP educated, which is a program through Cooperative Extension. We encourage them to have some liability insurance as well. So there's a little bit of paperwork involved, but nothing that either one of them can't do successfully and create a successful farm-to-school program.
Once that first hurdle is completed, she says most farmers and food service directors indicate, anecdotally, the process was really fairly easy. We'll be right back.
If you're a student entering a community college or university, check this out. You can save money on college tuition by finishing your degree on time. Just earn 15 credit hours each semester, or 30 a year. Do the math. The longer you stay, the more you pay for a college degree. Talk to your advisor and make a plan. Take 15 to finish on time. Get in, get out, get going. Visit knowhowtogoky.org.
This message is sponsored by knowhowtogoky.org.
On the opportunity for farmers to market direct to schools, the Kentucky Ag Department's Tina Garland feels that it's only going to expand. One reason is the evolving federal guidelines for school food service directors to decrease the use of highly processed foods.
The sodium levels and the fat levels are really looked at, and highly processed foods, the sodium is so high. So the fresher, the processing that the food service directors can do there on site in a scratch type environment where they can control the sodium and everything that goes into that dish, that's what we're seeing. So farm to school is really gaining ground.
She says a resource guide and other details on the Farm to Market School program are online at kyagr.com. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.